the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moon Doggies, where we are each and every week on Wednesday night. Had a schedule conflict this week, so we're here on Thursday night. So every Wednesday at 7 p.m. for the entire season. This segment of the Sean Pender Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. We got a small but vocal crowd here tonight, Coach.
We do, but I'm very appreciative of that vocal crowd.
Coach, we're coming off a big homecoming win when we beat Bradwell Institute 64-21. Let's do a Bradwell rewind. We're going to talk a lot about these people we're going to play tomorrow night. I don't even think I'm going to mention their name in the broadcast. So talk a little bit about the Bradwell game.
Well, you know, one, I forgot already that it was the homecoming game until you said it, because all the focus about this week. But yeah, our kids came out well and they played hard. A very, very up-tempo game. You know, with all the distractions that there are from homecoming, they were able to keep their focus on. So proud of that. We didn't have much of a letdown. We still had a little bit of a lull there in the third quarter, but we bounced back hard and, you know, we were able to put up a lot of points. We had a lot of explosive plays. We played well in all phases of the game, so I was very pleased with the outcome.
Coach, I saw something on the internet today from the Georgia High School Daily. It says we're the highest scoring team in 6A football in the state. Your thoughts on that?
I'm proud of that. You know, I'm glad that our guys are scoring a lot of points.
43.20 points a game. That's number one in Class 6A.
You know, it took us several years when I was in Pierce County. We were there for six years, and we were there the last 2 years with Stetson Bennett. We averaged around the same amount of points. But for these boys to pick up the system as fast as they did and what they're doing and the play of Jamari's team, I know I'm always hard on him, and we talk about that a lot. And I'm going to remain hard on him. Somebody's got to keep him humble. But he's playing fantastic football. He's doing a great job with his progressions. He gets better every week. His focus gets better. And as he gets better, you know, the team's going to get better. You can't say enough about the offensive line. You know, Coach Garrett Grady, our offensive coordinator and offensive line coach, has done a really good job of getting those guys right. And you can really see it in the pass protection of how they're doing. And then also in the run game. It's hard to be good at both, and I think we're really solid at both phases of the game.
Coach, 600 yards of total offense last Friday night. I don't know the exact number, but it's over 600. That's got to be pleasing to you as an offensive-minded coach. I mean, you had that feel. You had to have Bradwell's defense clicking like a pinball machine last Friday night.
Well, that's hats off to our players. Our players played great. You know, we had two of our wide receivers, Alonzo Brown, Mr. Consistency. You might as well call him because he has 100 yards every game. And he only played a half, but he had, I think, five catches, 106 yards, something like that in one half. And then DJ Whitfield, who's a very explosive player when he has the ball in his hands. I believe he has seven catches, 137 yards. But an unsung hero of that game, matter of fact, we gave him player of the week, was our tight end, Malik Austin. Malik Austin came through. He had some big catches, big runs. But more importantly than those catches and runs was his blocking ability. It really helped us out in the run game. He does a tremendous job in all phases of what he's done. He's really grown as a player this year from where he was at the end of the summer to now. So definitely a good job by him.
Stevens, Jamari Stevens, coach. Another 400 yard passing night last Friday night. Well, over 1,500 yards for the season in five games. I didn't expect this coming in the season. You probably did, but I didn't expect it. Just talk a little bit about his development as a player.
It seems like we're talking about him every week about his development. And he's getting better and better every single week. You know, this is a big game for him coming up here. But he's focused, he's dialed in, and I think he understands the importance of you know, his play, and how important his play is, not, you know, not for just himself and what he's doing, but for our team. He's got to be on it. He's got to be clicking in order for this offense to work.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you talked a little bit about your offensive line. This is four straight weeks with 40-plus points, over 600 yards a game. Something's going right on the front of that offensive line, and those guys are really knocking people off the ball.
And you can't give those guys enough credit for what they've done so far. They're getting, you know, they're very good, like I said, with the pass protection and that, and they're getting better every week with the run game as well. But you know, of course, the anchor of that line, Ty Henson at the center, he does a great job. He's a great leader. The guys follow, and that's such a tight knit group, and it's good that they're that tight knit. Kip Hall's another one. We don't talk much about him. But Kip, you know, he was a defensive lineman who came over and started playing offensive line when he got back from his ACL injury. And he's really, really, I'm sorry, I called Kevin, Brett Hall, I'm sorry. But, Brett Hall, he's done a great job with what he does. I don't know why I said Kip, because Kip's sitting next to me, that's why. But, the other one, A.J. Kirkland, he's done a real good job there. And then Warren McClendon, you know, everybody's All-American. He's very consistent in his performance, and he's been dominating everyone he's won. And he's seen a lot of very good defensive ends.
Coach, take me back. We come out, we're up 36-7 at halftime. We come out in the second half a little flat. Bradwell cuts it to 36-21. And then, to me, Shaq Robinson gave us a spark in the run game. He had two huge runs that got us out of a hole, and then we settled down and went ahead and put that game away. Trimmins, Robinson, you said running back by committee. Those guys really gave us a spark last Friday when we needed it.
They did. Coming in the second, you know, out of the second half, we were a little frustrated. We had them go back and just recap that. Their first drive, they got the ball. We had them third and long. And we had a blitz come off the edge, and we got to the quarterback, and he hit his hot receiver. Even though it was a good lick, our safety, you know, he kind of let up a little bit. When he let up, that receiver caught it. Our guys like took a playoff on the back end, to be honest with you, which you can't do. And that guy burned us, and it was a quick 6 points, and it sparked them, and it gave them some life, gave them momentum. And then our next offensive drive, we were plagued by penalties. We'd get beat when we had penalty after penalty after penalty, and then we were forced out to punt. And we just couldn't overcome those penalties. And after that happened, they were able to get the ball. And finally, that Harris running back, he was very good. We held him to 43 yards or something like that in the first half. He broke a 50-yard run on us, and he was able to finish it with a touchdown run. And after that, we woke up. You know, we came out. And settled down. We decided to run the football, and Shaq, you know, he had a great run and broke a long yardage run, and him and Trimmins just together, you know, worked it down. And I don't know if it was that drive or the next drive that Sharp Frazier came in for his one carry
of 7-yard touchdown.
Yeah. He was hurting a little bit. He wasn't 100% healthy.
He didn't look hurt on that touchdown.
No, he didn't. He ran hard. He could run hard for 7 yards, but if you watched him wobble his butt off the field, yeah, you saw that he was still hurting a little bit in his quad.
Coach Alonzo Brown, his fifth straight 100-yard receiving game. One of the big surprises to me is how this receiving core, we really didn't know outside of DJ who was going to be the man, and we're spreading the ball around, but Alonzo and DJ and, you know, Austin, and I mean, we've got guys, we're spreading the ball around. We've got receivers that you can't take a play off. Somebody will burn you.
Oh, they will, and that's what helps make this offense dynamic is anybody can score on any play, and that's definitely a big part of this offense, a big component. And Alonzo Brown's consistency, the way he's been catching the football, it's really made this thing work.
When we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit of special teams. I mean, we're scoring 50, 60 points, which means we're covering a lot of kicks. So we'll talk a little bit about special teams when we come back on the Sean Pender Show. You're listening to the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
your new home for the Brunswick High Pirate Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branson on location at Moondoggies. This segment brought to you by Moondoggies, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Barber's Body Shop, and Coastal Pines Technical College. Coach, our special teams, we sure are kicking the ball off a lot, and nobody's really burned us on the end of return game, and you got to be pleased.
Well, I'm going to knock on wood there, because, season's not over yet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're doing a pretty good job on the coverage team. We always focus on it. You know, every so often we'll get lucky and the ball get in the end zone, but typically, you know, the ball falls anywhere between the 10-yard line, the 5-yard line, and we have to be able to cover well. And our guys have been doing a pretty good job so far this year, and hopefully it'll continue. We just can't ever get lax on it.
Extra points, we didn't miss any. Dalton Thrift is getting better and better every week. You got to be pleased. What happened on the 2-point conversion?
They only had 10 people on the field. Okay. Alonzo noticed that they only had 10, and they weren't covering off that edge, so he saw it before. So when the snap got there, he just took off and went to the corner and was able to score. So yeah, we just caught him. If you go back and watch the film, they didn't throw a flag, but they were running that 11th person on the field late, and we were able to snap it before he got in position. And Alonzo saw him out of position, so he just took off.
Coach, on defense, we played pretty good. Bradwell's a running team, and they had that running back. How good was that running back for Bradwell? He's the best I've seen in a long time.
He's legit. He just runs hard. He's a physical, hard, downhill runner. And, you know, their offensive line was suspect. And he was the leading rusher in 6A. He might still be, because he still racked up 143 yards against us. And, you know, most of those coming in the second half. But he gets better as you go. He's a bowling ball. Real similar to that running back that we saw at the beginning of the year versus Coffee.
Coach, defensive, we played pretty good against the run the other night. You know, we gave up a couple of big runs, but they're primarily a running team, and they're going to get their yards with that running back. You had to be pleased with our effort on defense.
Yes.
We gave up the 2 quick touchdowns right there, had a mental lapse, but other than that, we pretty much had our way with it.
We did, especially Jagarian Marcus. You know, Jagarian Marcus stepped up for us in a big way. He does it sometimes with his hand in the dirt, and then he'll turn around and do it again up from the linebacker spot. So he had a really good game. He was our defensive player of the week. And same with Tevin Small. Tevin, he's been coming on, and he had another real good week. So I was proud of the way he played as well. We had a whole bunch of different guys playing in the secondary. So, you know, we rotated around. The majority of those guys did a good job. Jalen Jackson, you know, he's playing both sides of the ball, but, you know, he played mostly on the defensive side of the ball this past game because of some of the attacks that they're able to do with some of their receivers.
Coach, Jalen Jackson, does he ever get tired? I mean, it looked like he was on the field just about every play. He's on offense, played a lot on defense. It just doesn't look like he gets tired.
We do have to monitor him. He does every so often. It's not getting tired. Sometimes he'll cramp up in his calf or something like that. But he hasn't done that in a while. Hopefully he will be able to go majority of the game this one as well.
You had him back there playing a little corner, and they tried to go at him one time, and we saw on the radio broadcast why he's committed to Cincinnati.
Yes, it looked like the guy on him beat him on the post early. It was a great throw, and then his recovery speed. He was able to just get himself in the right position and knock it down. So, yeah, he does a great job. He's definitely an explosive player, and it showed right there last Friday night.
You're listening to the Sean Pender Coach's Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, our linebackers were active the other night. They were flying all over the field. I noticed that you had a couple of defensive linemen out, and you had to put Marcus and Rudy Nixon on the defensive line, and we called those two guys' name out a lot on the radio last Friday night.
Yeah, they played well. You know, they're both versatile players. Rudy probably had the best game that he's had all year, but that was, again, putting his hand back down on the ground where he's more comfortable. So, you know, you might see him there a lot more, you know, with our needs, you know, because we are out a couple of defensive linemen. Now, Jameer will be back this week, but his reps will still be limited. So you're going to still see, you know, those other guys go down to the D-line as well. Cam Futch, you know, you call him Mr. Consistency as well, just like we're talking about Alonzo Brown. Cam is having a really good year. You know, he had a little bit of an ankle sprain, but he played through it. He played good. Sean Ward typically has really good games. We said, you know, his name a lot. This probably was his worst game that he had, and he still made plays. But, and of course, Sherrod Frazier, he had a solid game as well.
Coach, he might be the smallest guy on your defense, and he's out there every Friday night, but he never seems to get beat on a deep pass or anything. Alfonso Clint, he seems pretty steady out there sometimes. You're the coach, I don't know, it just seems like he never gets abused out there on defense.
Well, he's definitely one teams like to go after.
Yeah.
So, sometimes when there's a 6'4" guy on him, he's not going to win that battle, but you know, he does a pretty good job. He's working, but there's other corners out there too that are pushing him, and he knows that, so he has to compete every day. He knows with his size, his stature, that he's always going to be challenged, so he always has to come ready to work.
Okay, when we come back from the break, Coach, we're going to talk about those people. We'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747, or online at airadjusters.com. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chip Branch on location at Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Eric Justice, and Jessup Furniture. Coach, we play those people tomorrow night. They beat us 3 years in a row. We still lead the all-time series 37-34-2. On the field, it's 40-31-2. We had some politics over the years that's taken 3 wins away from us on the field. But, you know, we started playing against them in 1968. Didn't beat them for the first time until 1974. And since then, we pretty much had our way with them. Your thoughts on those people?
Well, I'm still learning the history, you know, okay. As far as that. I'm new here when that goes, so I really focus on the now, you know, of what's going on. I know the past several years, they've been the team to beat in this region. They're region champs, and, you know, if the old saying, you want to, you know, be the best, you got to beat the best. We've been working hard trying to get ourselves right, trying to get ourselves in a position where we have the ability to be champions. I believe we work hard. I believe we're in a good position, and I think it's going to be a great game. And we're gonna bring it to them. It's gonna be exciting. You're not gonna see neither one of the teams back down from each other. So the atmosphere is gonna be electric. So I'm very excited about this. This is my first between the bricks with this rivalry game. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's on Friday the 13th. So that just gives it an extra zing, you know, to us. I'm very pumped about this opportunity to have this chance to play.
Coach, it's rival week. They don't like us. We don't like them. I mean, don't want to lose to them in checkers or marbles or backgammon. Don't want to lose to them in nothing. So is there a little different feel in practice this week, a little extra pep in the kids' step?
You know, honestly, and I like saying this, our practices are getting better and better every week. And this week, honestly, wasn't any different from last week. Our kids were very, very focused last week. They're very focused this week. They know what's on the line. There's not that's a good sign of a program that's mature. You know, when I first got here, everyone kept talking about, wait till October 13th, wait till October 13th. Our guys are going to play a lot better when they see red, blah, 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 blah. Our kids are playing hard no matter who they're seeing coming at us. And we talk about our opponents being nameless, faceless. We got to worry about ourselves. We worry about ourselves. We get ourselves better. Everything will take care, you know, of itself. And we're trying to have that championship mindset because that's what champions do. Champions don't look over at the guy sitting next to them and say, am I going to beat you? Their eyes are focused on that finish line, and they're going after that prize, and it doesn't matter who that guy is next to them.
And, Coach, you're going to have the people here ready to play tonight. I mean, defensively, they've got some players on that defensive line. They've got some pretty good linebackers. Talk a little bit about some of the things you're going to face when they line up across from you on defense tomorrow.
They're definitely going to bring defensive pressure. You know, you got very good linebacking play out of them. They have two D linemen that are very, very challenging, number 99, 92, I don't know their names. You know, 44, he does a good job in the middle there, directing the defense. He's the key. He's the key to their defense. He's their leader. He makes that defense go. But they're athletic. Number 7 on the back end. Then they have him back, and he's healthy. Number 9, I know he runs the football as well, but he's a very athletic kid. And so, you know, we'll have our hands full. We know that. But, you know, they're going to have their hands full, too. It's going to be a battle. And, yeah, at the end of the night, it's going to be the team that wants them more is going to win this one.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you mentioned number 9 and players like that have primarily played on offense. You're expecting to see them a lot in the secondary tomorrow night too, aren't you?
I don't think they come off the field in the secondary. I mean, I really don't. I think he's going to be there. You know, they're getting healthier now too. You know, in the beginning of the year, they had to play a lot of offense, but now 22's back, their main running back. I saw him getting, you know, he was getting a lot of touches late in the game, so he's going to be ready. I guarantee that kid's going to get a lot of touches, and that's going to help 44 out as well. He won't be running the ball near as much as he did earlier in the season. So, yeah, if They play the top. I'm expecting number nine to be in the secondary a lot. If he's not in the secondary, I'll be very surprised.
Coach, on special teams, most people pride themselves on special teams year in and year out. They're solid in the kicking game, and they're solid in returning, and they're solid in special teams. Talk a little bit about what you see on the special teams side.
Don't get me wrong. I'm very proud of Dalton Thrift. He has done a tremendous job. But that kicker they have, I mean, he's able to put the ball in the end zone, even if he gets backed up 5 yards. So he can boot it in the end zone every time. So we're expecting to have 80-yard drives. And if you have to drive the ball the length of the field, it's a little bit more difficult, especially when they can take out the kick return game out of your arsenal. When you have a lot of weapons in the kick return, you don't like to see that. So, and they're able to do that. And he also punts the football, and that guy can punt it a mile as well. So, you know, they got the edge there. In the kicking game, they have the edge. Nothing we can do about that. We just got to, you know, play good, solid football and make sure that we do well in our kicking game and make sure we don't give anything up.
Coach, offensively, they took some lumps early. They got young kids on that offensive line, and they're getting better week by week. They're an option team, and the straw that makes that whole thing go is number three, their quarterback.
That's the key to the game. Randon Jernigan's a dynamic player. One of, if not the fastest player on going to be on that field. If he gets loose, he can score from anywhere. But their offensive line has improved. That's where that's where they think they're going to beat us. You know, there's no secret. They're going to line up. They're going to try to control the football, and they're going to try to beat us up front, and they're going to try to beat us with that the inside power run that they do, where they kick out, wrap up, squeeze hot, tight off the C gap. That's a go-to play for them. They're going to do that, and then they're going to try to suck you in and get you with the option play. So then they're going to try to lure you to sleep and get you with a trick play. You will see a reverse off the option. You will see the tight end Delaney fake like he's going to fall down and run across the field for a throwback. You will see the double pass, stuff like that. So we'll be prepared for that. The key for us is discipline. We have to remain disciplined. We can't get beat by the trick play. We can't give up any trick touchdowns. And we have to win up front at the line of scrimmage. If we win up front at the line of scrimmage, don't give up the cheap touchdown. Contain number three. We'll be in good shape. And that's it. That's what you got to do. And, that's the formula of really. I said a lot. I know I did about trying to stop them. But that's – if we're able to do all that stuff, I like our chances. If we can't do that stuff, it's a long night.
Coach, it's going to be a lot of excitement in Glynn County tomorrow. I talked to your principal. He says we're going to have a Pirate Walk of Pride tomorrow at Brunswick High School.
It'll be the first one. It'll be the first one that we attempt, and it's going to be in front of the student body, and I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what to expect, so we're going to go out there. I know our cheerleaders are going to lead us through. Our band's going to be rocking and rolling. The student body's going to be cheering, and I know it's going to be an exciting time for our football team.
Well, Coach, no pressure, but this is why we brought you in here for games like this. Good luck tomorrow night, and anything you want to say to the Pirates that have trickled in here tonight? We got a little bigger crowd than we started tonight.
Just make sure you come out and support us and watch what we're about. I think you'll be pleased with what we do. This is why we coach this game. This is why we played this game for nights like tomorrow night. So it is. I'm excited. I'm excited about the atmosphere that we're going to be in. I know our kids are ready to play. I know across town they're going to be ready to play. It's going to be a fun night. So I'm definitely pumped about this one.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Bender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Moondoggies and join us every Wednesday night at 7. For Coach Sean Pender, I'm Kip Branch, signing off. And as always, Coach, go Pirates!